This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Scott Simon. It's been a busy week at the U.S. Capitol. Lawmakers raised the legal limit of the national debt. They approved prescription drug legislation. The 107th Congress is now preparing for more hard work following the 4th of July break. There is a staggering pile of legislation, compromise, and investigation that awaits, as lawmakers have left some of the most difficult business for the next 5 weeks. Budget appropriations, more prescription drug legislation, and Homeland Security all have to be sorted out, and there will be inquiries into corporate accounting and executive conduct. Of course, what's decided in the coming weeks may influence the midterm elections this fall. NPR's congressional correspondent David Wilna joins us in our studios. David, thanks for being with us.
Sure, Scott.
And Congress, of course, is taking a long, week-long break for the 4th of July holiday. What do members of the House, controlled by the Republicans, have to show the folks back home?
They have two things that you just mentioned to show that they just did. One of them was to raise the debt ceiling. This was something that was going to be very difficult for many Republican members to do, since just a year ago when they approved the big tax cut, they were saying that this wouldn't have to be done for maybe another 7 or 8 years. And in fact, the surplus has disappeared since then. And the federal government faced the prospect of running out of money if they didn't approve a bigger line of credit for the government. The other big piece of legislation was prescription drugs, and this was something that was actually quite difficult for House Republicans to get through, even though most of them campaigned 2 years ago promising prescription drugs, as did the president and many Democratic members as well. The problem for many Republican members was that the $350 billion price tag on this was too big. For others, it was too small. But in the end, they did get the votes they needed, and now this is going over to the Senate, where the Senate plans to do its own bill next month.
Mm-hmm. Congress is going to be off again for the entire month of August. How would you think the House is going to spend its dwindling weeks in July?
They say they're going to come back and take up the appropriations bills. This is the business that Congress has to do every year to authorize the spending for the various parts of the government. They also say that they want to get this Homeland Security Department approved in a bill before they finish work in July. And this is a big priority both for the White House and also for House GOP leaders.
House Republican leaders, of course, have complained that a lot of what they do accomplish gets bogged down in the Senate, which is controlled by the Democrats. What's happening on that side of the Capitol?
Well, in fact, it's not just the House Republicans. It's also the Senate Republicans who complain. Senate Minority Leader Trent Lott said this week that this place is so constipated, Metamucil wouldn't solve it. But the Senate has a very different way of taking care of legislation. They move at a much more majestic pace. They plan to spend 2 weeks debating prescription drugs when the House spent 2 hours debating prescription drugs.
With all the clamor that we've heard from Capitol Hill about allegations of accounting malpractice in Enron, WorldCom, and other major companies, do you expect they're going to try and cobble together some legislation?
Well, I think the WorldCom scandal that broke this week has given a new jolt to legislating on some kind of accounting reforms, more oversight. One of the symptoms of this was in the Senate, a bill that was in the Banking Committee that was going nowhere suddenly got approved, and it's going to be coming up on the Senate's agenda when they get back. A House committee has subpoenaed several former and current executives from WorldCom to testify when they get back. So it looks like both chambers are trying to show that they're doing something in response to this scandal, and all parts of government feel like they have to show that they care about this too.
Capitol had to be evacuated on Friday?
It did. Alarms went off. There were reports that smoke was coming out of a room on the fourth floor. When the fire department came, they had a very hard time getting close to the Capitol because of all the construction going on outside. Mm-hmm. But one rig that did get close found that what was thought to be smoke was, in fact, dust coming off an exhaust fan. It maybe smelled like smoke, but everybody is very jittery at the Capitol these days, and I think nothing can be discounted, and I think they got off cheap this time.
Thanks very much, NPR's David Wilna.